sustainability practices are taking root in Arkansas's agricultural sector. A new report showing an uptick in green job demand last year reveals the green economy in the state is on the rise. From solar panel technicians to some construction jobs, nearly 1,400 green workers in the state were needed in 2021, according to analysis from Working Nation and MC Burning Glass. At Isbell Farms in central Arkansas, Chris Isbell made the switch in the 1970s to growing rice on zero-grade fields, which helps conserve water. He adds that farming sustainably may sometimes be costly, but it's too important to turn back now.
This is what the consumer wants. The market has gone to sustainability, and we are able to do that, and especially in the greenhouse gases and carbon sequestration. So the whole farming community is out here if you can just convince them to step up and do the same thing.
Much of the farm's energy is generated by its on-farm solar project. More than 47% of rice grown in the U.S. comes from Arkansas, which had a record harvest last year. An estimated 6,500 people make up Arkansas's green jobs workforce, according to the report. Isbell makes his farm available to the University of Arkansas, giving students the opportunity to monitor the role of specific sustainability practices in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Benjamin Runkel is a professor of biological and agricultural engineering at the university. He says with more farmers installing solar on their land, his students are getting jobs in the renewable energy industry.
The types of jobs could be modeling and interpreting what the farmers are doing, could be providing education for farmers. There's a lot of strategies that are needed. A lot of different types of minds, I think, are needed in this area. It's not just engineers, but people who can translate information back and forth.
The Working Nation MC report found that there are almost 445,000 workers in Arkansas, or nearly a third of the entire Arkansas workforce, who could be green workers with the right training. This story was produced with original reporting from Laura Aka for Working Nation. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. This is Emily Scott reporting.